Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by John Kurtz. He is the co-host of the Three Mall podcast covering the Kansas State Wildcats. Also, the Open for Business newsletter. I guess he's a friend of the show. John, how you doing, man?
Wow, what an intro. I'm doing great, C-Dot. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, man. How have you been? What is Open for Business? This is my first time hearing about this.
Oh, well, we're about a year into it. It's a Big 12 newsletter, so if you're a Big 12 fan out there, you get it twice a week to your inbox totally for free, and I'm breaking down the big stories, like all this stuff going on right now and how it affects the Big 12. Because you know as well as I do, C-Dot, the overlords that run your conference have just commandeered all of our media outlets out there. So if you're looking for anything about college sports on ESPN, Fox, whatever it's going to be, it's all about the SEC and Big Ten. So you want Big 12 stuff, go to OFBnews.com to subscribe to the Open for Business newsletter.
So you're telling me that if I want to read more about how Kansas went from the number one program in college basketball to not doing anything meaningful the last 2 years and now just being happy to, I don't know, make the NCAA tournament, you're telling me I can read that on you guys' newsletter?
That's exactly right. You can read about, how Kansas flubbing Darian Williams actually helped K-State land P.J. Haggerty because NC State had to spend all their money on the guy that Kansas couldn't corral because Bill Self has lost it. And so now K-State has secured yet another annual split with the Jayhawks this year.
I would like to tell you that Rob has already compared Darren Peterson. Rob, who has never seen Darren Peterson play, has already compared him to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and also De'Aaron Fox.
SGA?
Yes.
We're giving him SGA already?
Yes.
Oh, man. Well, you know, I get it, C-Dot. You know, they've been swinging and missing a lot, okay? So there's got to be hope somewhere.
Are you looking forward to K-State, like, getting your hopes up about college baseball and then them losing right before they get to the College World Series?
Honestly, I don't even know that my hopes will be up as much as they were last year. I think this team – look, I'm going to say it like I know anything about this team – I don't have the bandwidth to really follow college baseball very closely at all. So there are a bunch of K-State fans and K-State media folks that can tell you a lot more actually about the team. But I don't think they have the pitching to really make it through a regional. And I didn't last year, but I felt a little bit better about it. And they got through that regional, the Supers. Yeah. And then anytime they get to the Supers, it's Heartbreak City. I have long ago learned that.
What do people in Manhattan do during the summer? Is anybody there over the summer? Because I told you, I went to the last home game for K-State in basketball and actually really had a fun time. I wouldn't mind taking a summer trip out there. I just don't think there's anything to do in the summer in Manhattan.
Yeah, it's pretty chill. It's pretty chill. Like, thinking back to that, I mean, as a student, I went through all these phases where, like, as a student, it was kind of cool at first because you're like, oh, man, I get to stay away from my parents and just be here in this little place where we can just drink and party all the time. But then as I got like older, I was sort of like, okay, this is getting a little bit boring. And then once I got into like my late 20s, early 30s, still as a townie, it was like, all right, well, this is great. Now all the riffraff is gone, right? You start to get too old. Students get out of there and there's really nothing going on. But, you know, I mean, Aggieville's still there. You can still do some bar hopping and stuff. C-Dot, I trust in your ability to still find fun anywhere you go. This is the same man that in New York City, you know, with nothing going on, found the spot for the Apple Martinis, which was, of course, Applebee's in Times Square. So I do not doubt your ability to find some great things to do in Manhattan.
No, that makes a lot of sense. I want to tell you, John, that I've never looked at you as being old until you used the term riffraff to describe college kids having fun. Once you start describing 20-somethings having fun as riffraff, you're old officially.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
I think that's fair. You know, someone told me the other day, and I was like, I could not more embody how I feel. Someone told me, they were like, you know, I always think I'm still in my 20s until I talk to someone that's in their 20s. And then I realize I am definitely not in my 20s anymore. And that's exactly how I feel.
Yeah, I think I hit that spot like a couple of years ago when I was like listening to a song and I'm like, yo, what are you kids listening to? And then it hit me like, this is what they used to say about me when I was in my 20s. We were shaking our Laffy Taffy and now I feel the same way about their music.
Well, that's exactly, I mean, I was SNL the other day, it was a female pop star. I'm not even going to remember like who it was. And I'm somebody that's prided myself on being into pop culture. And so I was like, I didn't know who it was. And I'm just like looking at people talking about how great or not great she was on SNL on Twitter. I'm like, dude, I don't know the stars going on SNL anymore. Like that is a total sign that you are washed. So I'm done. I'm afraid.
Right now, we're talking to John Kurtz. He is with the 3 Mall Podcast, also the Open for Business newsletter. If you're a Big 12 fan, I would encourage you to check it out. All right, John, let's get down to business here, talking about college football. I want to get your read on this because every problem that they are having right now in expanding the college football playoffs, it sounds like it's coming from the SEC. It doesn't sound like a Big Ten issue. It doesn't sound like an ACC, Big 12 issue. It sounds like right now the conference that has been the most difficult in trying to figure out how to move forward, this sounds like a problem that is an SEC problem.
I think the SEC is just having to bear the brunt of what both they and the Big Ten are doing. And this is, you know, Greg Sankey is being very, very whiny lately, which is quite annoying because, you know, this is born on third base, feels like he hit a triple guy leading the SEC that is also leading the charge to just do irreversible damage to college sports and college football specifically. But I will defend him in this right. Tony Petitti is the commissioner of the Big Ten. The Big Ten is right on board with everything the SEC is doing. They have been meeting jointly now for the last year plus. They're all in lockstep on all these horrible decisions that they want to make that are not in everybody's best interest. But Tony Petitti doesn't do media. Again, he doesn't come from the college sports world. So one, I don't think he cares as much if he is vilified because Greg Sankey is somebody that's been here the whole time and he has all these relationships throughout college sports. So it probably hurts him a little bit more to be, kind of a punching bag and people taking out their frustration on him. But also he's the guy that's like willing to do media and Petitti just doesn't say anything. Like the Big Ten had their meetings. They didn't do like, there was hardly any, you didn't see any quotes or really anything coming out after that. Certainly not from Petitti. The SEC has its spring meetings where they're talking about all the same stuff. And you have coaches coming out and talking. You know, Kalen DeBoer is still whining about strength of schedule when, I'm sorry, you inherited Nick Saban's freaking Corvette and you're losing to Vanderbilt and Oklahoma and can't get to the playoff. Just shut up about complaining about your schedule. But Sankey can't control all of that. So there's all this whining coming from the SEC and he's doing media. And so people are like, well, look, we haven't talked to anybody else about this horrible playoff format that you guys want. We haven't talked to anybody else about all these other big decisions that you're trying to make right now. So you got to be the one to answer for it. And he's getting really defensive, being like, well, I don't want to be lectured about doing things in the best interest of the sport because people think we're not doing that. I mean, that's really what you have going on right now. So it's kind of more of just a circumstance issue for Greg Sankey more than it is anything else. But make no mistake, I mean, what the SEC and the Big Ten are trying to do right now is horrible. It's absolutely horrible for the sport.
I mean, I'm just hearing some of these conversations that the SEC is having. We literally had the athletic director at Florida say that he doesn't know if there is a place in college athletics for a committee to help determine the postseason. I'm sitting there thinking, a committee helps determine every postseason in college athletics. Like, this isn't a football thing. How do you determine who makes the NCAA tournament? A committee helps decide it. College baseball, who do you think determines who goes to these things? A committee is a part of the process. I also heard Greg Sankey say that he thinks that college football is more about not losing than it is about who you play and who you beat. That's been college football from the very, very beginning, that being undefeated has outweighed anything else in the sport. I just feel like the SEC is now complaining about a system that they have been a part of now for over 100 years.
Well, it's also a system that has benefited them immensely over the last couple of decades. Like, CDOT, take the basketball committee, right? How many SEC teams got in the freaking tournament last year? Like, yeah, a committee did you guys pretty well, okay? Yes, the SEC did not this past year get everything they wanted from the College Football Playoff Selection Committee. The one time that has happened in the history of the playoff. All we have to do is go back 2 years. What did Sankey say? Oh, it's actually just about going undefeated and not who you played. Has Sankey checked in Tallahassee to see how they feel about that? Does he remember what happened 2 years ago when Florida State went unbeaten and did not get into the college football playoff, and instead they threw in, oh, I don't know, Alabama? Like, here's what happened, CDOT. The SEC for once, did not get over-the-top preferential treatment this past year in the playoff, and they are losing their collective minds because of it. That's a part of it. The other part of it, and what they're really trying to, like, set you up for, what they want to do with the playoff is go to this four auto bid scenario where the SEC and Big Ten would each get four auto bids every single year. The Big 12 and the ACC would get two. The group of six would get one. And then you'd have an at-large spot or three, depending on if you're going to 14 or 16. Why they want that is because it not only guarantees them four spots, but it unlocks a lot of things. It would allow them to go to nine conference games, which means more money because they would be better TV matchups. They are afraid to do that if it's all at large bids because they think, hey, if we play another conference game, that's another likely loss or potential loss on our schedule that could hurt us there. So they want a ninth conference game. They also want to do a non-conference scheduling agreement with the Big Ten, which would basically lock out anybody else from getting a non-conference game against a Big Ten or an SEC school. So they want to do both of those things, which again, get them more money, so they can pay the rev share stuff. Their TV contracts would go up because they'd have better inventory there if they have that type of scheduling agreement. The last thing that they want to do is they want to ditch conference championship games, but basically double the amount of money they're going to get from TV on conference championship weekend. So what they would do is, if you're the conference champ, you don't have to play in a conference championship game that weekend. But if you've got four spots, the last two are up for grabs on that last weekend when you would be playing a conference championship game. So you'd have like a 3v6, 4v5, a couple of matchups there. So TV can still get their money and actually double because we'll all be watching. There are stakes there. Winner goes to the playoff, loser goes home. That's what they want. That's really why they want this four auto bid thing and why they're pushing so hard for all of this and whining about all these things. And yes, they want to get rid of the selection committee because they want it all to be, we get auto bids. We don't have to worry about ever getting screwed again like we did this past year, all for money and setting it up as best as they can to try and, you know, rev share and do whatever it is that they want to do moving forward. So all these decisions, I mean, there are a million reasons why a lot of that stuff is just terrible and there's so much collateral damage to the rest of the sport. But that is the other undercurrent to all this that you really need to understand why the tone is what it is coming out of the SEC.
Right now, we're talking to John Kurtz here, just going through some of the changes in college football. What proposal would you have? Because I am all for something that gives it a little bit more structure and uniformity. We don't have these conversations in the NFL. The NFL schedule is an algorithm. Hey, you're going to play these three teams because they're in your division. You're going to play this AFC conference, this NFC conference. We also have a formula to determine what other team you're going to play in the league. We don't complain about how the schedule comes together in the NFL. Everyone signs up for this algorithm. In college football, we all know you can manipulate your schedule in such a way that you can build a playoff resume or so that I want uniformity so we can determine who the best teams are. If you had to propose a system and a structure for the postseason, what structure would you put together?
I'll tell you exactly what I would do. Like, what they initially had was a pretty good idea if you turn the clock back to 2020 or June of 2021 before Texas and Oklahoma left. If you still have five power conferences that are all relatively equal and you just grant a spot to the conference champion and then top four rated conference champions get the byes, like, everything works out pretty well. Again, the SEC ruined all of this by taking Texas and Oklahoma and starting us down this path. And that's total different tangent here. But what's frustrating for me is I'm seeing now that the public tide has turned, even from all the national sports writers out there, to, wow, screw the SEC and Big Ten. They're doing really bad things here, which, that's great. I'm glad that they're finally on board with that. But the problem is many of them were also cheerleading this stuff when it started with Texas and Oklahoma and destroying the Pac-12 and pulling USC, UCLA away to the Big Ten and then Oregon and Washington. People were kind of cheerleading that as it happened, like, oh, you know, look at this. That's great. Rich get richer. Well, this is the end game of it. You're just seeing the results of all of that now. So it screwed up. What they had is actually, I think, a pretty good setup for how they were going to do the playoff initially. So that's why we are where we're at. You know, as far as that goes, the other model that you're seeing a lot right now is the four Power Four conference champions all get an auto bid. Then you have one for the group of six, and then you have 11 at-large bids. So it's basically conference champ gets in. Everybody else is just at large. That seems to be gaining a lot of steam and momentum. I think that's probably about as good as you could do right now or expect. I mean, I think that's the one that actually has a legitimate chance. If the SEC and Big Ten decide to give in and do something good for the betterment of the sport, because that's what it would be. They have the power in the agreement, the memorandum of understanding they have for the 26 playoff and beyond. The Big Ten and the SEC get to call the shots. So it's just whether or not they want to force this through and be the bad guys, or if they want to actually consider this other format, which is, again, five conference champions and then 11 at-large spots, which, by the way, I think if you're a Big 12 fan, is actually worse for you than the 4-4-2-2-2 in terms of how many teams you would get in every year. Because, like, look at this year. BYU finished 17th in the playoff rankings. Even if you had a 16-team playoff, they wouldn't have gotten in. You would have only had one team in. You'd get two guaranteed in the other one, but the problem is you're also literally signing a sheet of paper then that says, hey, we are half the value of the SEC and Big Ten. And I think what everybody really wants to see right now in the sport is not making this an invitational, make it something that is earned. You have to go actually earn it out there on the field instead of just guaranteeing conferences different spots, which, you know, year over year could really affect whether or not teams are actually earning their way into the playoffs.
And that is our guy, John Kurtz, joining us on the show today with the Three Mile Podcast and the Open for Business newsletter. You know what? You guys are actually doing some good college basketball recruiting. We'll catch up in a couple of weeks to talk about PJ Haggerty and you know, if you guys will make the NCAA tournament this year.
I was kind of disappointed in that. No PJ Haggerty questions. I guess I'll take the Kansas shade. That makes up for it.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta pick which one. Do you either want to promote K-State or make fun of KU? You're not getting both in May.
Well, see, we all know how K-State and Mizzou fans operate. We're, of course, always choosing to throw shade at Kansas. So we just played to the stereotype today, but I'm proud of us for that.
You know what, John? I appreciate that, man. Thanks a lot. That is John Kurtz for coming on the show today. Me and John really bond, and we have united over the fact that we just like to take shots at Kansas from time to time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.